Well, it's a late summer day that has the feel of the middle of summertime. Temperatures are running well above average this afternoon, and our dew points are up as well. Dew point temperatures are running in the 60s. In some areas, the dew points have moved up into the low 70s, and just a little bit of a refresher that once that dew point reaches the 70-degree mark, it does feel quite oppressive. So there's a tropical feel to the air in some areas this afternoon. Along with the warm and humid weather, there have been a few showers and a couple of rumbles of thunder as well, and you may encounter an area of rain in the coming hours. You might see a shower or thunderstorm pass by. It doesn't look like it's going to rain everywhere, so I think there's going to be some spots that kind of miss out on the rainfall, but in other areas, there is going to be that shot for at least a round of rain, perhaps even a few rumbles of thunder. And then as this front goes by, the front that's triggering these showers, the humidity will begin to drop. So because the front is working from north to south, the humidity will also drop from north to south in that direction. So basically, we'll see the humidity begin to drop along the Canadian border, and then that line will move further south coming up tonight. Lows overnight will be largely in the 50s, though well to the south of Albany, where the humidity will hold on all night, the temperatures will be in the 60s. And then coming up tomorrow, the front will kind of linger a little bit. It'll kind of stall. And as a result, we're still going to deal with clouds and the chance for some showers. There's a little extra, a little bunch of energy that's going to come through. So you still are probably going to need that umbrella at times tomorrow. There could even be a thunderstorm or two, especially from the capital region on south. Later in the day, we'll start to clear out again from north to south. So along the Canadian border, those areas are most likely to see at least a decent amount of sunshine, especially later in the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be cooler tomorrow, running largely in the 60s and low 70s. And then on Friday, high pressure builds in, so we're looking at a nice day, a day that will be definitely feeling like a September day with temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then on Saturday, we'll have another front come into the area, so there is going to be the chance for some rain at times. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, turning less humid, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, clearing out during the afternoon, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, turning less humid, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, clearing out later in the day, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorm, turning less humid, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, less humid, with highs in the low 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.